Love Boat. Love.
Love.
Shiny and new.
Exciting and new.
Exciting and new, Mark.
Come aboard.
Come aboard.
We're expecting your lame butt.
We're expecting
you. I'm Jack Jones, and I made my living on Love Boat. Love. Hey.
But
swing, baby.
Did they ever show any scenes of them in bed and stuff or whatever? Ooh. On the Love Boat.
You mean like just people on the boat?
Yeah, like doing their
I
thing.
I think they just got to the kissing part. That was the end of it. They didn't show them in bed. I don't know. Maybe they did, like, you know, all clothed and everything. I don't remember the Love Boat much anymore. Like, who was even the best person ever? Warren Berlinger? Remember Warren Berlinger's character actor? I think Robert Urich was on the Love Boat a few times.
Mark, can I make a quick point? We were talking about Verlander earlier in the show.
Julie, your cruise director. Yes, what about it?
So the Yankees were riding a 4-game losing streak. Who pitched for them today?
Tanaka.
What happened?
They won.
What was the score?
2-1.
That's what a stopper does. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
You're skidding. Your ace comes up with a gem to stop the bleeding.
You know, when they took Tanaka out and was still 2-1, I said, I guarantee the Yankees still win this game 2-1. They won't blow this for Tanaka.
No, they didn't blow it for him. They've been blowing other leads, so.
Where's Captain Stubing? Merrill Stubing. Rob's not going to acknowledge Captain Stubing.
Where is he now? What are you talking about?
He's actually around. Oh, we didn't even talk about it.
All right, you can flip back. Go ahead.
Did you see the WKRP reunion last night?
No, I did not.
Lonnie Anderson looked amazing. She still looked like Jennifer Marlowe. Bailey Quarters, Jan Smithers, terrible.
Really?
Awful.
That show must have been horrible.
Tim Reed.
The real show was horrible.
Venus Flytrap. I thought you liked KRP.
No, I liked the song. Wasn't that show?
Oh, you didn't like KRP? I love KRP.
Did you?
Yes. It's one of the reasons, it was kind of the time when I wanted to get into radio as a disc jockey and everything. It was right at that perfect time frame.
Okay.
Howard Hessman as Dr. Johnny Fever looked really good for him. He cut the hair off a little bit. He's a little older, obviously, but he looks good. And Tim Reed as Venus Flytrap looked fine. But that's all they had. They had Howard had the four people. I don't know what Herb Tarlick's up to. Les Desmond. I don't know who's passed from that show. Has anybody passed from that show? I don't think so. Might still all be around. But that was the 35th. If you want to see it, you can. Go to paleycenter.org. It's on archive up there. Paleycenter.org. Speaking of archives, as we hit the 9 o'clock hour, if you missed our Stan Van Gundy interview yesterday, this is how easy this is. And there were some really good parts of the Van Gundy thing, three in particular. We talked about Jeff Bauer, the new GM. Rob Talk got into it with about Greg Monroe and what's going to happen with some of the players. We even brought up the whole he said it was a bad memory that I brought up about the Judd Heathcote thing. He was the last coach to coach against Heathcote in the
Big
Ten.
He loved that.
And then, of course, we talked about Dwight Howard. I thought he had a great comment about Dwight Howard and how that whole thing, that bizarre incident wrapped up. And then Rob asked him who he looked like. And that was fantastic, too. So if you want to hear it again, it's so simple. You go to WDFN.com, click on podcasts. You'll see Parker LeMay. You'll actually see the description. It'll say Stan Van Gundy interview. That simple, Rob, to relive the Parker and the Man program at WDFN.com.
Absolutely. On this TV theme song Thursday, Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Rob Parker, and the man Mark Wilson.
We got a sports wrap coming up next. You don't want to miss that. Then more on the Game 1, Spurs and Heat, and the heck was up with Flip Saunders and this whole stuff about Izzo. What can you believe? What don't you believe? Maybe Rob will have the moles working overtime.
Leave Coach Izzo alone.
Well, it sounds like nobody did. Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
Three picks away from the Tigers at number 23. Eric Feedy has gone to the Washington Nationals from UNLV. He could probably play right away. And Brandon Finnegan from TCU, good left-handed pitcher, just went to the Kansas City
Royals.
They
like the college kids. Not all just about.
Come on, man. I'm excited to see what the Tigers take in the first round.
I could care less.
This is a guy who'll probably be up in a couple of years. Maybe even the way things are going, like I said, next week.
Like next week, exactly.
Laugh, clown, laugh. Hey, Corey Knebel was, 2 years ago? He's already up. He's here. He's doing his thing, making it happen for you people. Boy, you Tiger fans are a mean-spirited bunch. They go out and get you Brad Ausmus, and what do? You turn on him. 56.
What has he done? Can you tell me?
56 games, you turn on him. Rob wants him fired already. Well, if Louis Pools were here to fire that guy. All right, let's get you caught up here.
All right, time for a sports wrap. He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile Between Outer Drive and Mile.
Well, things have not been good. Last 17 games, really since May 18th, the Tigers have now lost 13 of those 17 games, so they're 4-13 in that time. They get swept by the Blue Jays today at Comerica. It doesn't happen often for them. It's been 11 years. 7-3 was the final score. It was a 3-3 game into the sixth when Justin Verlander just allowed Juan Francisco and Brett Laurie just to hit a couple of jacks into the stratosphere, each their 10th homers of the season. Melky Cabrera hit one later after Verlander was out. He went 7, gives up 8 hits, 6 runs, 4 walks, strikes out 4. Those are not pedestrian numbers. Those are bad numbers. His ERA is now right around 4.20. So there you go there, you Colorado and Washington people. It's 4.20. Just smoke them if you got them. J.A. Happ now 5-2. Verlander 6-5. Red Sox coming to town tomorrow for a 3-game weekend set. 2014 MLB draft underway, as I mentioned. Brady Aiken, the first guy to be picked. He's the first high school prep pitcher to be taken number one overall since 1991. He goes to the Houston Astros, and that fireballing right-handed high school pitcher from Texas, Tyler Kolek, goes to the Miami Marlins with the number two pick. And Tigers are knocking on the door. I think we're at 21. Tigers pick at 23. Local scores first. Sports Night with Parker DeMann, presented by Sporty Cuts. Just about to start. Miami and San Antonio, Game 1 NBA Finals. Here we go. They're doing their thing. There's Ray
Turn
Allen
the channel.
Right there.
Come on. We're missing the game. I told you it's going to be like 9:15 before they tip off.
What? What do you mean? I don't get what you mean. Game two, Stanley Cup Finals is Saturday in L.A. with the Kings up 1-0 following that overtime win over the Rangers in Game 1 last night. Other baseball, American League, the Yankees get another win for Tanaka. He's 9-1. They beat Oakland 2-1. Houston leads the Angels 4-3 in the sixth at Minute Maid. Texas over Baltimore 5-2 in the third. Michael Choice with a Choice prime cut, his fourth homer of the season for Texas. Interleague, Miami has beaten Tampa. That was earlier, 11-6 final at the Trop. St. Louis over Kansas City, 1-0 fourth. No score, Milwaukee, Minnesota third. National League final from this afternoon. San Francisco beats Cincinnati 6-1 despite striking out 14 times. The Giants hitter struck out that many times, still get a win against the Reds. Doug Fister, 4-1. Washington beats Philadelphia this afternoon, 4-2. Cubs over the Mets, 4-1 right now in the sixth. And Arizona at Coors leads Colorado 2-1 first. French Open tennis, women's semis. We're on to the finals. It'll be Maria Sharapova. She had a win today. She'll take on Simona Halep in the French singles final. Sharapova's third straight French Open singles championship appearance, and Halep her first ever Grand Slam finale. And the NASCARs are in Pocono for the 400 on Sunday, a week before Michigan. Qualification is tomorrow at 4:35 at the Pocono International Raceway in Pennsylvania. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Didn't we have this last week?
I know, it seems like I don't care. Crank it.
Crank it?
Come on, Mark. Put your heart and soul into this. Green Acres is the place to be.
This is your
thing. Living is a life for me. Land spread now so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, but give me that countryside. No, New York is where I'd rather stay.
I get allergic.
Get
smelling
hay. Smelling hay.
I
just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue. The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air. Times Square. You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Goodbye, city life. Green Acres, we are there. One of the all-time great TV themes right
Do
there.
Do we have a time machine? Just stick a minute.
What?
Send them back to the damn 70s.
I'm loving every minute of it. Oh, man.
You just don't think that those exist anymore.
They don't do stuff like that anymore.
You know, producers and directors finally started saying to themselves, we're wasting time with opens and closes.
No, Mark, you know what? Nobody has any creativity in this world. You know what they do? You know what they do? They remake the same movies that they made 40 years ago, and they do movie number two, movie number three, movie number four. Let's just do that because it's easier just to do that.
People buy the tickets.
No, because they give no, they don't give you an option. You have no choice but to go see that crowd.
Oh, you got an option. Don't go. Don't bother.
People still want to get out. If you live in a crappy house with something. Nothing else to do,
Rob,
and you
send
watch
a message to Hollywood.
Same chick.
Let's not break records at the box office every year. Send a message to Hollywood.
Mark,
that it's not going
to
be acceptable.
It has nothing to do with the creativity of the show. Is that people have no option. They want
to
go out. They want
to
go
don't
out on
a
Friday
a
night. Yes, they do. They want
to
go out.
Other things to do. You always talk about making statements.
I make a statement. I don't go, but I'm just saying that's not that's not how it is.
You don't even see first run flicks.
Very
you?
Seldom.
What's
I've
the
seen
last,
a few.
What's the last first-run movie you saw?
No, I saw Godzilla.
Oh, you
I
did?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, okay.
And you know what? I'm gonna admit this to you.
Godzilla.
I saw it in New York, and I paid $15.
It's not so bad.
It's a lot of money to go
in
see
New York
a movie.
City.
Yes.
I would think it'd be more. I think you'd be at a 20
no,
spot
it was
already.
It was an afternoon. I mean, it was $15.
What is it at night? Is it 20?
It might be.
Hey, here's the thing on all right, so what was I asking before about LeBron? Oh, the simple fact is, are you so sick of the guy that you just don't want to see him win? Do you have a dog in the fight when it comes to LeBron James winning a third straight championship? Is it good or bad for the league? We used to ask this about Michael. We used to ask this about
Michael,
Jordan.
Right. There was a time.
We asked this question about Kobe and Shaq.
There was a time when that was bad, and it was. Mark, you know, we talk about all the time. 25 of the 30 teams have no shot. I'm no shot.
When Jordan
none.
First won three, went away to play that silly minor league baseball, and then when he came back, they weren't prepared to win. Arguably, if he hadn't gone away, they might have won eight straight championships.
Might have. That's how great he was.
If they were on their game, would they have, would the Rockets with Olajuwon and company been able to really get past Michael Jordan and the Bulls? Probably not. There would have been eight straight championships to put them right up there with Boston. At a time when, you know, only the Celtics could win a title, it seemed, back in the 60s.
Well, when they had, what, four teams or whatever it was?
Well, it was more than four teams. There was already expansion in the NBA. But yeah, you still had some of the greatest players in the history of the game playing for the Boston Celtics.
No,
all those guys
in
the Hall of Fame.
There's no doubt about it, but there weren't that many teams either.
I mean, from KC himself to Tommy Heinsohn to Russell to Cousy, all in the Hall of Fame. They set the standard for how you win, you know, a bunch of back-to-back-to-back professionally. We saw it, of course, in college in the 70s. With John Wooden and UCLA, but until Jordan came along, that was because, you know, you could make it, again, the statement. There's six championships in 8 years, but let's call it what it is. Olajuwon and the Rockets and Rudy T got a break because Jordan went to play that silly baseball thing. He had to play double-A ball in Birmingham, Alabama.
Don't forget, Mark, he wanted to spend more time with his family. So
I saw him sitting there and say that.
So he promptly went to the minor leagues, right?
To go play baseball for the White Sox.
I'm right on the bus.
Well, Miami's already off to the 9-8 lead.
Oh my God, is the series over? They're up
9-8?
Oh, yeah, okay.
I don't, again, no dog in the fight.
I could care less. I told you before.
Well, it's not about, you know, saying that you couldn't care less.
No, I'm not rooting against anybody or rooting for anybody. I call the Spurs the golden guys all the time. You know that. I'm tired of that act. I've seen that enough. LeBron and them, I just think it's bad for the game in putting together these quote-unquote super teams. That's what I don't like.
You don't like the tropical trio?
No.
You know, ever since they did it, ever since they sat there that day and they had the press conference on ESPN and they paid, you know, $5 million for them to do that kind of thing and do a charity, and they said, you know, we're taking our talents to South Beach or I'm taking my talents to South Beach, it really has been all that's permeated the league. That's really what the league's been about. The entire NBA should be ashamed of themselves because the only theme for the NBA, literally until Donald Sterling pulled a fast one,
is about LeBron.
Is
and
about
Miami.
What can Miami do on the yay side or the nay side?
Absolutely, Mark.
Been about nothing else in the league.
That's what's bad. Is that stuff? Is that the focus should never be like that? And you're right. There's nothing wrong. Look, I've talked about it before. Dynasty teams, I get it. The way that team was put together and constructed didn't feel right. Just didn't feel right, and people can say whatever they want. Oh, so-and-so needed players and this and that, and LeBron needed help. It didn't feel right. Anybody who says it does is not being honest. It just didn't feel right.
And I think there were plenty of people that were hoping, especially after that first year of failure.
Oh, yeah, I wanted them not to win one.
Never win one.
That was definitely, there's no
doubt about
it.
Because there would be no more basis ever again.
To do that.
for anybody to get together and say, well, we got to be like LeBron.
Like Carmelo Anthony's a free agent. Like, he should be, like, right now he's making phone calls. Okay, let me get this guy who's a free agent, that guy, and then we're going to go and we're going to take less money.
Well, Houston was trying to do this a little bit.
Right.
When they got Dwight Howard, and Howard is trying to pull a couple of his buddies. I think he wanted Josh Smith. Remember, he wanted Josh Smith with him in Houston before he signed with the Pistons. I don't know if that would have been a super team, and
no.
I know that Kevin McHale didn't want it that way, and it turned out not to be.
I don't look at that as a super team like these guys.
James Harden ended up being a first-team All-NBA guy.
Right. Well, James Harden, and I like the pairing of Harden and Dwight Howard. I mean,
but it wasn't contrived.
No,
they did their work,
and they made trades, and they did what they had to do. I mean, and remember, Dwight Howard had to walk away from $30 million in L.A. to get to Houston. Wasn't like they got him on a discount because he just hated playing with Kobe. When a guy walks away from $30 million, it tells you how bad it is.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, Mark, even if it's only 14 after taxes or whatever, it's still $14 million more than he would have had. Am I right?
Yeah.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
You're talking about Tim Duncan walking away from 10, that might be 5 after taxes and an agent. You know, it's not 10, it's 5.
Well, I mean, if you're gonna, count all your pennies here and start
saying.
Working on your taxes and stuff, but on the converse side, I think the San Antonio Spurs they've done it the right way.
Well, see what makes
no
them...
one can argue with what they've gotten, what they've done, what they've received, what they've been able to pull off.
But the only thing that takes away from Miami. I mean, from San Antonio, is that they've never won back-to-back. Like they've won stretched out, and they keep winning 99 and 2003, right? 2005, 2007. They've never won back-to-back, so they were never really a dynasty. Dynasty, Mark, to me, in my definition of a dynasty, you have to win 3 straight. You agree with me?
I think...
At least 3 straight to be a dynasty. 3 straight... 3 out of 4, I take as a dynasty.
I don't think dynasty works with anything but championships. So unless you do, I think what you say that San Antonio has done has been consistently great.
Right, but not a dynasty.
Not a dynasty.
Right.
It's not dynastic.
Right.
If that's a phrase, it's not dynastic. Something in a dynasty form has to be done with literally winning it all. Can't just get there, even in the championship game, and not win it all. Kenneth Pontiac, you're on Sports Night with Parker Newman. What's up, Kenneth?
Hey, how you doing, Mark and Rob?
How are you?
All right. You two guys are crazy.
You're crazy. You're crazy.
Why?
You just make me laugh, man. You just two guys make me laugh.
Rob would say,
well,
we're Meshuggah.
We're Meshuggah now. That's right. You were laughing when we were singing Green Acres. Come on, Kenneth. You sang along with us, didn't you?
Rob, you need a life, man.
Dude, don't even get me started.
I know. Mark says that all the time. I need a life. I need a life and I need a wife.
Good wife, good life.
As far as San Antonio Spurs, man, I think they are a dynasty. To do what they have done as long as they have and still be as good as they are, I think they are. Just my personal opinion, I think they are a dynasty.
No, see, dynasty, you got to win, you got to dominate and win year after year after year.
I think dynasty comes with championship.
Right.
But just think about how long they've been doing. They've been doing this since... The
hey, Kenneth,
Mark said that.
What they've done is fantastic.
Yeah, but
use all the glory words you want. It's
but
just
it's not a dynasty.
Personally, I think they're a class act of the NBA. I think that the organization is a class act of the NBA. That's just my personal opinion, you know.
Class act, buddy.
It's class act. You're right.
Yeah, and like I said again, to be as good as they are as long as they have been. They had championships back when the Pistons were winning championships, and they're still good to the day, and half the Pistons players are either out of the league or retired. I think that's amazing.
Hey, Kenneth, let me ask you, what would you – the Atlanta Braves won the National League East
15 years in a row.
15 straight years. Was that a dynasty?
They won it how many years in a row?
They won one World Series, but they won 15 straight divisional crowns.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a dynasty by the Atlanta Braves?
No, I think it's amazing, but I don't think they're a dynasty. But you got to understand, San Antonio won more than just one.
Yes, they won more than one.
But still, it's 4 stretched out since 1999. It's been a long time in between.
Yeah, Kenneth.
I understand what you're saying as far as the back-to-back thing.
K-Dog, listen to me this way, though. Hold on.
They have won championships no matter how it's been stretched out. They still have won championships.
Yes, but.
Some teams have never won one championship.
No, but that's not – that's we get
what
that.
What if the Atlanta Braves had won 2 more titles but not back-to-back? Would you still say – see, I think you're picking your sports. And I don't think you want to pick a baseball team that isn't doing like what the Yankees
the
did
Yankees
with three in a row.
The Yankees won three out of four. They won three in a row. No, what, they won three in a row and four out of five?
I think people
That's
would
a
be,
dynasty.
I think they're with me. I don't think that they look at the Atlanta Braves, even if they'd won a couple more, and seen it in the same light that you see what Pop has done in San Antonio. That's all I'm getting at.
Right. But, you know, I mean, that's just my personal opinion. I think they're an amazing organization. I think they're the class of all sports as far as the San Antonio.
Wait a second.
And that's just my personal opinion. I think they are a dynasty.
What about the Lions?
Oh, you got to be joking, man. You're a real funny guy.
Stop with that.
Woo! Come on, baby. Come on down now.
You're a real funny guy, man. You really are.
I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Kenneth, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for the support. Calling again, all right, bud?
All right, no problem, guys.
All right, see you later.
Come on, I just said, what about the Lions? Hey, coming up, since the game is well underway, and San Antonio is now blowing out Miami.
Would you stop? By two?
Ooh, hold on. Before we do anything, see if the Tigers have made their pick. Don't laugh. Laugh, clown, laugh. They're on the clock right now. So coming up, Gary? You're a big baseball guy. You should want to know who the
Tigers
are.
Gary, you're right on the money, Gary. Right on the money.
You guys are really, what's wrong with you? This is the baseball draft. Tigers making their first round selection. People are dying to know. They already made it. I just got it. Welcome. Oh, really? They went with an outfielder? Seriously?
Well, they need somebody to replace Torrey Hunter next week.
A high school outfielder? His name is Derek Hill, Elk Grove High School, California. Bats right, throws right. High school outfielder, 6'2", 195. His name is Derek Hill. He's the new Tigers' first-round draft pick at 23 overall. How's that, Gary? Sounds like my house when it's about 3 in the morning.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, pretty much.
I thought that was the theme song to Jamie and Wojo.
Oh, come on. Really?
I saw Jamie at the game today.
Really? You're going
Anytime there? I can mention another show, I love it. Come on, they know how to just...
Derek Hill, Josh. First round pick of the Tigers. 248-848-1130, Sports Night with Parker DeMann. Hit it.
What did he say? Him say...
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Baby, if you've ever wondered whatever became
of me.
I'm living on the air
in Detroit City. What happened to Detroit City?
Cincinnati, WKRP.
Got kind of tired of packing and unpacking.
Up and down that dial. We know that well enough.
Maybe you and me were never meant to be. Just maybe think of me once in a while. We're at WKFN in Detroit City.
It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker along with the man Mark Wilson, 248-848-1130.
John? Rochester Hills, you're on Sports Night with Parker DeMann. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. All right, Parker, come on. I know you got moles. I want the true story once and for all. Why did Jordan leave the NBA after his third championship?
John, we all know why. We all know there was gambling involved.
Yes, there was going to be a suspension from the league. That's what the whole behind-the-scenes story
is. They didn't want the investigation. They told him to go away.
They also didn't want to tarnish his name and have him go out in some sort of suspension. The last thing they wanted was the greatest player who ever played in that league to be soiled forever by that.
Forget that. It was about the marketing. You know how much money they would have thrown down the crapper?
No, it wasn't just that. They didn't want to soil his name. They didn't want to soil
his
name.
That's billions of dollars would have gone away if everybody would have thought he was just a gambling criminal.
Okay. No, thanks for that, for clarifying that, 'cause I've been hearing so many different rumors.
John, it was obvious. Also, we still to this day don't know why his own father was killed. I mean, there's a lot of things out there about Michael Jordan and what happened back in those days with gambling. They're very dicey and
he
very
was a
shady.
Huge gambler. That's all people need to know.
To this day, he still is.
Okay, and as far as dynasties, I don't think there's many out there, but one I will say that almost happened was when the Patriots were, maybe 5 minutes from being undefeated. And if they would have won that NFL championship, I think that would have probably just solidified them.
You know, they won back-to-back in the NFL. The closest dynasty, in my opinion, in the NFL is probably the Steelers, because they won back-to-back twice in a very short period of time. The Steelers of the 70s were probably the closest thing to a real live NFL dynasty.
Right. I always say, like we just talked about, like of recent date, it's got to be the Yankees of the early of the 90s, right, late 90s, because they won three in a row and 4 out of 5.
Yeah, that's a dynasty.
That's a
right
dynasty.
There.
They dominated, and that was.
I mean,
really
the Patriots good. Again. They're like the Spurs. They've been really, really good. I mean, it's been terrific. What a great run! Would you call it a dynasty?
I think you have to win 4 championships.
No, 3.
Probably within a. You think 3?
3 is good. 3 in a row or 4 out of 5 to me. It's got to be 3 in a row or 4 out of 5. And if you do remember the Yankees won. They won in 96. They lost it in the playoffs in 97. Then they won 98, 99, 2000. That's a dynasty.
Right. I mean, obviously, I think the Bulls were a dynasty.
Yeah, they won 3 straight.
Absolutely.
Twice.
And 6 out of 8.
Yes, they were a dynasty.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. Bill Russell, what did he get? What was his length?
They won 8 out of 11 or something. I mean, he won as a coach too.
And I think they each got $250 on a ham sandwich.
Rob's disrespecting the NBA of the '60s, dude.
Well, I'm just trying to be honest with it. It wasn't the same thing. Do you know during that run of the Celtics? That the attendance at Boston Garden actually went down as they won all those championships?
No, it's famous.
It
People
is.
Were tired of them winning. Famous.
Was it racial, Rob?
I don't know.
No,
I think it was boredom.
People were bored. No, Red Auerbach was the head coach. I mean, Auerbach was a guy who could pull in people. He was the Pied Piper. They just got tired of them winning all the time.
True, I know. People used to, like, piss and moan about Russell all the time, or I hear stories about how, because Russell would speak his mind and people didn't like it, and you know.
Well,
they always
thought Russell got too much attention over Cousy. They thought Cousy should have had more attention.
Yeah, okay.
They did. I mean, well, Bob Cousy's one of the all-timers.
What is Bob Cousy? Do you know what? Here's a good homework assignment. What's Bob Cousy's all-time shooting percentage for his career?
It's like terrible, but that's not what Cousy was
No,
about.
I know, but I'm just saying, do you know what it is? It's under 40%. It's like 36%.
I was in the 30s, yeah.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. You figured he would have got a lot of layups out of it.
Exactly.
Well, he had that silly set shot of his, right. That little push
unbelievable.
Shot.
Tony Parker kind of reminds me of Cousy, because Parker seems like he's out of control so many times, and then somehow he just finishes.
He reminds you of Bob Cousy?
He does finish a lot.
The way he dribbles sloppy, how Cousy just kind of he was in control, but it looked sloppy. So, I don't know.
Well, we appreciate you.
Thanks
for calling, John. Thank you. 248-848-1130.
You got to go to a lot of old newsreels to see what Bob Cousy's basketball game looked like.
Where was Bob Cousy from originally?
He's a New Yorker, isn't
he?
Yeah. Mike, you're on Sports Night with Parker and Man. Hi, Mike.
Good evening, Detroit.
Mike, what up?
Gentlemen.
How you been?
Nice to talk to you. You know what? I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Mike, just give us an update in your life. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, man.
Is everything okay? What's happening? Can you give us...
Oh, yeah. It's all... Well, not really. It's not okay. I turn on your show there, and I'm hearing updates on the draft, you guys need to fire up the Soupy Sales theme song, because I just felt like I got a pie in the face after I heard that draft pick.
What, Derek Hill? What's wrong with that? He's an outfielder. He'll be ready in like 4 years.
Who'd they pick? Dung Hill? What?
Derek Hill, Elk Grove High School, California.
Come on. Now, wait a second. I got to tell you something. Dombrowski's done an okay job. Not bad, right? But here's the thing. You go and you hold off on getting Stephen Drew so you can pick. You don't want to give up that pick. Don't give up that pick, man. Why? So you can go out and get a high school player? Come on.
Hey, Mike.
Seriously.
I'm telling you, for 3 months.
Mike, that whole notion about the pick and they didn't want to give it up. It's nonsense.
No,
they didn't want to pay. They're cheap. They didn't want to pay. They thought they were going to get by with short stuff by putting any stiff out there, starting with Gonzalez, and now look where they are.
Sure, because every championship team out there has a statue out there at shortstop. Right? Is that what's
yep.
going here?
That's exactly what it is.
Wheel out the statue?
Unbelievable.
I mean, come on, Dombrowski. What the heck are you doing, man? All of a sudden, you're cheaping out. You're trotting out these these minor league type players and to be your championship shortstop.
Right, not the World Series winning shortstop. Remember, that's what this team is supposed to be about, winning a championship.
Oh, man, it just really is sickening to me. I don't understand what the heck they're doing. On one hand, they want to spend, and on the other hand, they want to go cheap.
Unbelievable.
They don't want to spend. They don't want to spend.
You know what? It's like going
they're
to...
They're building a hockey rink. They're not spending anything.
You know what, Mike? It's like going to Ruth Chris Steakhouse and then asking for a couple of sliders for dinner.
Exactly. or a hot dog.
Exactly.
Do they have hot dogs at Ruth Chris?
No, they don't.
Oh.
I love Ruth Chris.
That'd be a good hot dog.
I just couldn't believe that when I heard that because, this team is, they want to preach, and they jack prices off. Don't forget, they raise ticket prices.
Oh, I know it all too well.
Minor league shortstop, and let's not forget what Dombrowski also did, the shenanigans he pulled. He wanted to trot out a rookie reliever and sell us on the notion that this was going to be a championship-winning team. You don't trot out a closer as a rookie. Come on, man. Who are you fooling, Dombrowski? Seriously.
I know. They're not serious about trying to win a title, Mike. Great to hear from you.
All right, we got a sports wrap coming up next. 248-848-1130. And coming up, we'll tell you the situation with Tom Izzo and Flip Saunders and just get a gauge on whether or not this really went down the way it went down. Sports
what
Night
was,
with Parker
What were my polls saying all along about Izzo and his relationship with
Well,
with
he
Flip?
Kept, and you know what else we talked about? Look, again, save the A material. It's Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
Well, I can't wait. Then I want to go. I want to go. But it's a private conversation, people.
No.
We've got
seriously.
A private conversation here.
We have a radio show to do.
We're talking about lunch. See, we do stuff even when we're not here.
Exactly.
Because we're weird.
All right, you ready?
And we're dating.
No, we're not dating.
Put it out there. Put it on Twitter.
They are who we thought they were.
Put it on Twitter. Put it on Instagram.
Wow, what was that?
We're coming out. We're coming out, baby.
What was
coming
that?
Coming out.
Stop it.
They are who we thought they were.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Raquel is saying to herself, what? Seriously, why do I come here?
No wonder he can't get my name right.
Sarah's so far past it, she didn't even care anymore. But Raquel goes, I can't believe I come here. Like
Raquel.
Unbelievable.
What
Thank
was
you, Marty.
That?
It's Marty's Mortarwig.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
It's Marty. All right, it's time for a sports wrap. Hit the thing.
All right, time for a sports wrap.
Or you do the thing. I'll hit the thing.
He is the man, Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile Between Out of Drive and Mile.
I can't even talk about this damn stupid game anymore. Jay sweep. Tigers lost 7-3 this afternoon. JV was terrible. Blue Jays hit some homers, and now they've lost 13-17. And the Red Sox are here tomorrow, and J.A. Happ got the win, and Verlander's 6-5, and his ERA is 4.19. Stinky. He should turn his money in. He said it today. He didn't say he'd turn the money in, but he acknowledged it today. He didn't shy away from those microphones.
Who are you?
What? Give Gary his money
Danielson?
Back?
Yeah. Gary Danielson?
2014
Higgy
Major League.
Should give his money back.
What did he say, Higgy?
Yeah.
Higginson? A professional guy said a professional guy should give his money back. I don't remember that. MLB draft, the Tigers at 23 take Derek Hill. After saying for months they're only going to find a college pitcher, they took a high school outfielder. Derek Hill of Elk Grove High School, California. He's about 6'2", 190, and you'll see him in 2018 or something. The outfielder, Derek Hill. Go get your Derek Hill jerseys while they last. Brady Aiken, the first player taken by the Houston Astros, left-handed pitcher, high school pitcher there. And Tyler Kolek, the second player taken to the Miami Marlins, right-handed pitcher out of Texas. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. NBA Finals Game 1, it's tight, 29-28. San Antonio with the lead, about 9:50 to play in the second quarter. Manu Ginobili, 9 points. LeBron James has 7 to lead both their respective clubs. So got a long way to go in game number 1 tonight. Game 2 Stanley Cup Finals all the way to Saturday in L.A. with the Kings up 1-0 after the overtime win over the Rangers in Game 1 last night. Other baseball, American League, Yankees beat the Oakland A's 2-1. Tanaka's 9-1. Houston leads the Angels 4-3 in the seventh at Minute Maid. Texas over Baltimore 5-2 in the fourth. Interleague Series, final score from Tampa. The Rays lose to the Marlins 11-6. St. Louis over Kansas City 2-0 in the sixth. Minnesota leads Milwaukee 4-3 fifth. National League, Giants beat Cincinnati earlier 6-1. Washington over Philadelphia 4-2. Doug Fister now 4-1. Cubs and the Mets, it's tightened up. Thank you, New York. The Cubs now lead the Mets 5-4 in the seventh. Anthony Rizzo is 11th homer. And the D-backs lead at Colorado at Coors. Beautiful ball. Have you ever been there? Boy, isn't that beautiful?
The very first game ever, the New York Mets against the Colorado Rockies.
My mother was there.
I was there.
You and my mother are both there.
I covered that game for Newsday. I was running the column back then.
Well, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, I was in New York.
My mother brought me a ball from the first game at Coors Field. Yes.
So Did you hit her, or she caught it?
No, she bought it. She just wanted it. It said ceremonial inaugural game at Coors Field. You know, she's got buddies in Denver.
No, I was there.
It's a beautiful area there.
Very, very nice.
Nice area. 3-1, Arizona leads Colorado. You really should go sometime and go see a ball game there.
Beautiful.
Yeah, right by the Denver Chop House and by the Lodo area, all that stuff. French Open tennis, we're into the finals. It'll be Maria Sharapova versus Simona Halep. Halep's first ever slam finale. Sharapova's three straight now just in the French Open singles championship. So the men will do it tomorrow for the semis. PGA St. Jude Classic, here's the update in Memphis with it now. Darkness is overtaken. Lots of people have to finish the first round tomorrow morning in Tennessee. Ben Crane is in the clubhouse now with the lead. 7-under par 63. That's a two-shot lead right now on Peter Malnati, who's in at 65. Retief Goosen in at 66, along with Joe Durant. Phil Mickelson shoots a 367. All of a sudden, he's four shots back because of what Ben Crane did. And John Daly failed in the final few holes to go to plus two, 72. But storms, all sorts of storms in Memphis, suspended it for hours. But they'll finish round one and then try to get in round two also tomorrow as well. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. So here we are at 9. Oh, yeah, do that. Hit that thing.
Oh, no, this is a good one.
Jack and Chrissy? Janet? The Breedle Beagle?
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are.
Hers and his, three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
I think Alan Thicke either sang this or wrote it.
No idea.
Gary, can you look that up?
Down at our rendezvous.
Three is company, two.
Let's go to the Regal Beagle.
Yeah, Mark, let's go get some drinks tonight after work.
Let's go meet Larry.
That's right, down at the Regal Beagle.
And Mr. Furley.
I didn't like the Ropers. I like Mr. Furley.
Don Knotts.
Am I right, Gary? Yes or no? Alan Thicke, did he write it or sing it?
Before I mention the Izzo stuff, I mentioned that draft from 84, 30 years ago, and Rob Souza was the Tigers pick in the second round, and Henneman from that draft. Rob should know this. Let's see if it's a little Rob. It's Rob Parker Trivial.
That's what the now Mark Wilson. Why?
So damn trivial.
All right.
30 years ago, the New York Mets had the first overall pick. Who did they select? It was a very significant draft, 84. Mark McGwire, Greg Maddux, Tom Glavin, Jamie Moyer, Ken Caminiti, Al Leiter.
So in 1984.
The one dog, Lance Johnson, just part of that draft of
1984.
And the Mets had the first overall pick.
Tell me what position and I'll come up
with. He's an outfielder. He was all that in a bag of chips. Everybody thought this guy was going to be all world. He played in the majors, but not much, and he was never that good.
It wasn't Jay Payton, was it?
You'll laugh at the name when I say it.
Who?
Sean Abner.
Oh, God, he's supposed to be the next great thing. He was not good.
But of all those guys, McGwire, Maddox, Glavin, Moyer, of all those guys, Sean Abner was the first overall pick.
I remember Sean Abner, yep.
Performed by Ray Charles?
No.
And Julia?
That's not Ray Charles. Play that again. That's not a black guy singing.
It's not that Ray Charles. It's a different Ray Charles.
Oh, it's a different Ray Charles.
There's only one Ray Charles.
I heard Raquel laughing in the background. And Julia Rinker. So in other
what
words,
did Alan Thicke, did he write? He wrote another.
So if you look, go the other opposite way.
Did he write it?
Alan Thicke actually has some like stamp on some TV theme song.
I thought it was this song.
Maybe he just did his own TV show when he had what was the name of his show? Full House or Full People or Too Many Kids in the House, whatever his show was called. So Tom Izzo, we've been teasing this thing all night. Here's the situation. Flip Saunders is going to coach the Timberwolves, and he wants Chauncey Billups with him. growing pains. Thank you. He's going to do everything in his power to convince Chauncey to come to Minnesota and be like his lead assistant guy to get Chauncey's coaching career going. Chauncey still has the year on the deal with the Pistons, but I'm sure that he can get out of it somehow. Flip decided he was the best guy for the job. He looked at Dave Yeager. Scott Skiles was a part of the mix. And Lionel Hollins.
Well, that was his minority.
Lionel Hollins?
Yeah.
Well, he wants Chauncey to be at least be on the bench with him.
No, but I'm talking about looking at least an African-American.
Here's Minnesota. Flip, 4-11 and 3-26 with 8 playoffs. Other 9 coaches, 3-91 and 8-74 and no playoffs. Tom Izzo, they claim, the Minneapolis Star Tribune claims that Izzo was a no-go but close. Flip thought he had Izzo. He had deal done, was going to go coach the Timberwolves. That's not come out anywhere. The Minnesota Star Tribune also says that the Pistons made an offer, use the word offer, to Tom Izzo to take the same exact gig that they then offered to Stan Van Gundy. That Izzo was offered the job first before Van Gundy. And the word offer came into play. Now, it's been a very quiet offseason for Tom. I tried to make a call today. I left the thing on the message machine. I don't know. I said, dude, stuff's up and it's making me crazy. Because we keep hearing Izzo year after year after year. He doesn't take anything. So now the Star Tribune of Minneapolis says for sure that Izzo was offered the gig before Van Gundy and was offered the job by Flip Saunders to join him and be the head coach in Minnesota. And none of it happened because Flip's going to coach the T-Wolves and Van Gundy is entrenched. We got last call time, 248-848-1130. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
Still got 2 months to wait for the new Dallas return for season 4. Starts again in August. I love it. I know you like the old Dallas. Well, the old Dallas is over, Rob, and Larry Hagman's dead. So get into the new Dallas and the new kids. The 21st century Dallas. On Sports Night with Parker the Bad. Tomorrow's a Facebook Friday. Don't forget that. I want to get your opinion, Rob Parker, as you hear the final TV theme of the night. What do you give credence to in terms of the story about Izzo in Minnesota? You were the one that kind of brought that up.
I told you all the way. I believe the whole thing.
And what do you believe about the Pistons offering it, or at least talking to Tom?
I think at least they talked to him. I don't think Stan Van Gundy was it. I don't know why Tom wouldn't take that job, but I do believe that.
Didn't we say all along that if he could have that kind of gig, that's what he wants.
That was the whole ball of wax.
You're not going to get that again, Tom, right? No one's going to offer him that again.
Never.
He had that opportunity. If that's the case, and whoever sniffed that thing out, good job, that if he was actually offered it and Stan Van Gundy was the second choice, it'll come out eventually in closer circles. But that's what the Minneapolis Star Tribune is reporting. Derek Hill is the guy the Tigers drafted in the first round. They got the 63rd pick coming up, I think, before the night is over. We won't have it, of course. D. Wade's got 12 points already tonight. It's 38-36 Miami. Very tight game. 6:40 to play in the second quarter.
No shocker, to be honest. I mean, somebody will pull away. But the NBA, Mark, you watch these games. Tune in with 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, and you'll get your game decided.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but that's normally how these games go.
I plan on Miami winning in 5 very close games.
I don't know.
I can't get out of my head. 5 games. I don't know why. Win one here and lose one and then go back home and, you know, there you go. Good to go. Everything's cool.
Raquel. Oh, I just want to make sure she was there.
She gave you a little wave.
Okay, here comes the good part, Raquel. Watch out. Here it comes. Raquel, right here. I've been your friend. Hey, let's thank everybody on this TV theme song Thursday.
Hey.
Of course, EP, Gary, Sarah, Raquel, and Chris. Chris is also on the other side of the room, other side of the glass. Thanks, because you know what, Mark? We wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without
him. I think you got to give it up to him, don't you? Don't forget to check us out on the whole Twitter and the Facebook thing and the iHeartRadio app. You want to be a part of that. And you can email us anytime you like, good, bad, or indifferent, at parkerandtheman@yahoo.com. He's Rob Parker.
He is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7.